Let's bring this guy on here, Jimmy McCormick from ESPN.com. We're going to talk some fantasy. Get on the phone here. You have a chance to talk to Jim McCormick, for God's sake. 610-632-0975 as the playoffs start here in fantasy football. Jim, I want to thank you for the two Zeke Elliott touchdowns Thursday night. I appreciate that.
There you go. Yeah,
very much.
All right. Thanks the clapper.
All right. And I want to get something that I tease with these guys is that Michael Fabiano is on NFL Network. He had put out a tweet saying the guy he was playing was short of tight ends. So he, Fabiano, went out and grabbed two tight ends off the waiver wire that he didn't even need.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I am against that kind of aggressive maneuvering. How do you come down on it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a form of espionage, but I mean, I think in the real NFL, you got teams blocking waivers and, you know, doing whatever they can. You got smart teams trading for Jadeveon Clowney. You got other teams doing stuff like the Eagles. In any case, I'm a fan of it. I've already talked to Joe about this. Like, I'm a fan of coaching defenses right now, picking up anything. I had a matchup one time. My friend didn't pick up a good defense. I just kept adding defenses. Maybe it's a moral failing in us, but I agree with Joe on this one.
Yeah, see, you two both are guilty of a serious moral failing, and we didn't need to talk about this controversy to confirm that. But I mean, you're not talking about the NFL. You're not talking about multi-millions of dollars. You're talking about a friend of yours. And I just, my concern is that, you know, I mean, as competitive as I am, if somebody was doing that to me, man, I'd be hard to, for me to just say, all right, well, that's great. He's just being, that's really funny that he did that. I don't know. I think it could really get in the way.
Fantasies, I guess, you know?
We all have fantasies. So to follow up, Jim, I've been forced to see if there's a line where my debauchery would stop. And
sure.
I think where it would stop is the move that you always hear about is if somebody doesn't have a defense going or it's a really bad defense, that you add every defense in the league and drop them to put them into the waiver pool and stuff like that so they can't get them. Is that your line as well? Will you not do that?
Ooh, I'm not going to lie. I've done that before. But I'm probably, like, my kids probably are keeping too busy to add those waivers every day. But at the same time, it is something like that's a little aggressive. But at the same time, it's a rolling waiver. So this guy's just sitting there, not adding players. Like, I don't know. I know it gets dirty, but, like, in the end, if you're using legal transaction means to do it, then, you know, maybe it's like a same hinky move. It's a little bit nefarious in terms of, like, what it's doing to the league. But I still kind of ride with it.
You guys are brutal. Bad guys, both of you. All right, 610-632-0975. You want to go home with McCormick? We do have a couple open lines here. But all right, Jim, you got some big games this week as people roll into their playoffs. Are there any guys, take for instance, Kansas City is at New England, San Francisco is at New Orleans, but you have good defenses in those games too. Are there any guys on those teams, star players, that you are actually shying away from?
I don't know about star players, but again, what it does is it takes out that streaming. You know, like usually these are the kind of offenses that can support like extra guys that you want to fold in. That's not the case here. I mean, New Orleans itself really concentrates all its work to a couple guys. Maybe Jared Cook, you know, is a guy who you would have played, maybe won't now because of how good San Francisco is against that position. But yeah, in general, like this whole week, like you're saying, with the weather, like there's not, or just like it's late season, all these over-unders are kind of low. So it is difficult to find that choice matchup, especially when Kansas City's offense is just starting to get together. But I think the biggest thing is trying to figure out which Kansas City running back you want to go with. Is it Darvin Thompson? Is it LeSean McCoy? Because we know Darrell and Damian Williams will be out.
Jim, one of the things that I always am worried about is over-analyzing and things like that. Are there mistakes that you've seen now that we're kind of into the playoffs that keep popping up over and over again with owners that kind of bite them in the butt?
I think sometimes we look at, like, allowance rates, like they're the worst against tight end. Like, sometimes that's true. If you're absolutely the worst this season, I buy that. But I think sometimes we can let that be the decider. Like, you know, like when the matchup rankings color green or red, like we let those things, I think, paint the picture too much because maybe the last month would be more indicative, right? Like, who cares about who covered a tight end in early September if that person else was different, right? So I just think it's like we can over-rely on those simple metrics. In the end, I know it's a trope, but, like, your talent and the guys you trust are going to get you there. Trust, like, not to get all Sixers, but trust your own process. That's what got you here.
Trust the process. Listen to McCormick wandering off into the NBA. Hey, Jim, you and I have talked all season long about the wasteland that is running fantasy running backs.
Yes.
Now you have two more victims now because Chris Carson now is, it looks like Rashad Penny's going to get even more of the carries. And then Nick Chubb being victimized now by Kareem Hunt. Is there anybody that you're really... Are any of these guys like a Penny or a Kareem Hunt, somebody you might slip into a lineup for tomorrow?
I think it's possible. I mean, Penny, the thing is, it's just he got so much receiving work. And like you said, there's the fumbling issue with Carson. And it's a trend that's been multi-week now. So I think you could get away with playing both, particularly Penny. And then, you know, these committees start to develop, right? We were trying to figure out the committee in San Francisco. Now it might be Mozart. So you just got to be fluid. Like, I think Darwin Thompson might win some leagues if all of a sudden, like, if he's available. I pick up Darwin Thompson right now. Who knows if, you know, remember 4 or 5 years ago, the Cardinals finally gave the ball to David Johnson and he won championships. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but it does happen.
David Johnson.
Year.
My fourth-round draft pick, David Johnson.
Yeah, now a waiver wire member, probably. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Absolutely brutal. And Tevin Coleman, my eighth-round pick, Tevin Coleman, another one.
Yeah,
but you pick up a guy like Mostert. You know, he left last week. Oh, I'm going to grab Raheem Mostert. He'll carry two times tomorrow for 7 yards.
Maybe. A week late,
yeah.
No doubt.
It's just ridiculous anymore.
That's how it works. It's true. Like I said, like there's not too many available. Maybe a top 30 guy who's going to make you sad probably in the end, like Patrick Laird. Who knows how much Alex, you know, Madison gets involved with Cook being banged up. But yeah, these fringe guys are difficult to trust. But like you said, it's where we are. Like, I would play Benny Snell if Connor ends up being, you know, completely iffy.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Jalen Samuel just, you know, he's gone. I mean, yeah. I don't know what happened to him,
unless
but he's gone.
Catching passes.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous.
He went back to being like a satellite back. Yeah.
Yes.
All right, Jimmy McMack. Where does everybody find Jim _ McCormick here so they can lock up on McCormick stuff before the playoffs start?
Yeah, you can find me on ESPN. Like this week, for example, if you're looking for last-minute pickups, I have an article about that. You have the likes of Mostert, James Washington. Ryan Tannehill's been amazing for some reason. Robbie Anderson starting to eat. Those are good matchups right there for all those guys. And also, David Njoku, pick him up if you can, because the Browns have the best tight end schedule to finish the season.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.